I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Here in West Virginia, we are blessed with three navigable rivers and a host of locks and dams. Below those structures, you're going to find some great fishing. We'll talk a little more about fishing the tailwaters of West Virginia in just a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Along the Monongahela, the Kanawha, and the Ohio Rivers in West Virginia, you're going to find various locks and dams. And these serve as a haven for fish of all species to stack up. It's as far as they can go upriver, and it holds them well because of a near-constant current. Biologist Scott Morrison is with the DNR's Parkersburg office.
Most tailwater areas, there will be current along the shoreline. And in most of them, there will be an area where actually the water comes in and heads upstream and downstream, and that's generally a pretty good spot to fish. There, a lot of people just cast out, let it drift. It depends on the current and the size of jig you're using. If you're losing a jig every cast, you might try to use a smaller lead jig. But most people cast out and just let it get near the bottom and start a very slow retreat.
Jigs are probably the most effective way to fish these swirling waters, but keep an eye on the surface in bird dog feeding schools for some fast action. He says a lot of guys will bring along two poles to fish two different ways.
They wait until they see fish on the surface, and it's pretty obvious that when hybrid striped bass or white bass are on the surface, they'll be hitting gizzard shad or shiners that are on the surface, and there'll be a lot of fish breaking water and a lot of activity. And at that time, these anglers will switch from their jigs to some surface lure that they can cast and get in the middle of that activity.
Plenty of catfish in the depths of these areas, and along the rocky banks, smallmouth bass will ambush. By and up and down the water column, it's a host of different species.
So this time of year, sauger fishing is going to be slowing down, and white bass and hybrid striped bass activities will be increasing. And you can use different lures for those. White spinners like rooster tails work really well for white bass. And if hybrid striped bass are on the surface, you can use other tactics to catch those with pencil popper type lures or what they call agitator bobbers with a small lure on the end of them.
Now, what triggers a fish to bite could be any number of factors. Over an extended period, water temperature has an impact, but current is an off and on switch at times when it's being generated by the Corps of Engineers. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.